I have a lot of people to thank today. Good morning. It's a pleasure for me to be with you again. Boy, you know, when you think about the words that are up there and the fact that we know God through His Word, you just can't help but want to sing these songs over and over again in your mind.
Oh
Lord, oh Lord, how majestic is your name.
神啊, 你的名是何等的尊贵?
Lord, I belong to you. I love you.
神啊, 我是属于你的, 我爱你。
This, the power of the cross, Christ became sin for us.
因着十字架的救恩, 神为我们的罪而死。
You know, it reminds me that our God is a personal God.
这让我想到我们的神是属于我们每个人的神。
You can get to know Him. You can have a relationship with Him.
你可以更深地认识他, 你可以跟他有一个自己与神之间的这样的一个关系。
And the words, but your word will renew.
而我们的生命呢, 就能每天地被更新。
It reminds me that Jesus says to all of us,
也让我想起耶稣曾经对我们说,
Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来, 我就使你们得安息。
This is what renewal is really all about.
这就是更新真实的意义, 真正的意义。
We are transformed by Christ to be like Christ by the power of God's Word.
我们靠着耶稣基督来改变我们这个人, 让我们能够更像耶稣。
And then we experience God's favor.
然后我们就能够在神的面前成为神所喜爱的人。
We experience His approval.
我们常常能够经历到很多人对我们的认同。
Isn't that great?
这是很好的一种经验吧。
You should be excited about that. I mean, most people are just incredibly elated when they know they're going to have somebody's approval.
当我们知道我们能够得到不管是亲戚朋友或者是家人的认同的时候, 我们总是感到很兴奋很高兴。
And what does it mean to be approved by someone?
到底要怎么样才能得到一个人的认同或者是得到一个人的喜爱呢?
You don't have to be tall.
你不需要长得很高。
Oh gosh. So what do you think? In English we say, when we want to be approved by someone or we have their approval, we say, we're on good terms with them. We're on their good side.
在英文里头呢, 我们是说我们赢得用这样的一句话, 我们赢得一个人的喜爱来表达我们得到一个人的认同。
So how about in Chinese? This is a Chinese lesson for my other English friends as well.
中文我们怎么样来表达这个呢?
Yes, what Wen Qi said. I agree. Oh, so you know what you want to do? You want to be able to place yourself in a position to be favored by somebody.
我们是希望把我们自己能够得放在一个得到人人所称赞或者是喜爱的一个处境当中。
And so you do something to help them in an honorable way, in an excellent way.
所以呢,我们会尽我们的能力去帮他完成一些事情,或者是尽我们的所有的可能来做一件事情,来荣耀这个人。
And when you do that, you expect to be rewarded by them, right?
当我们这样子做的时候,我们其实也是愿意能够得到一些奖赏。
Or perhaps you desire a better relationship with them, and because of who they are.
或许呢,我们单单的只是希望能够
让我们跟这个人的关系能够更上一更进一步，能够更亲近。
You see, when you want a better relationship with someone, the relationship itself is the reward.
我们可以看见，当我们跟一个人的关系晋升到一个更亲密的地步的时候，这样的一个关系本身就是一个很好的奖赏。
And that's God.
而神跟我们的关系就是这样子。
You just don't do it for a better relationship. You do it because you love him. You love the person that you want that better relationship with.
我们因着爱一个人，也因着爱神，我们希望能够进入跟神一个更亲密的关系。
And God becomes our reward.
神他自己就成为我们的奖赏。
And you know what? We become a reward to each other.
我们也成为彼此之间的奖赏。
Now there are other people who have decided they want to seek people's favor.
当有一些人他们希望能够得到某些人的赞同或者赢得某些人的这个支持的时候
You find them in Washington D.C. and in the Florida legislature. They're lobbyists.
有很多的这个在华盛顿 D.C. 或者是在佛罗里达有很多的这些立法委这些参议员或者是众议员，他们有很多的游说专家，他们是专门在进行这样的一个工作。
Wow, that's a lot of favor. They're professionals who know how to seek favor from people.
他们在这方面是非常的专业，他们知道怎么样去赢得别人的赞成。
They want something. They want their bills passed, or they want their clients or industries recognized, and they spend money to make lawmakers feel special. Why they're at the same time they're trying to tell them this is going to be good for you. You need this.
他们希望他们所推动的法案能够通过，或者希望他们所支持的一些工业或者是一些企业能够得着不管是申请执照或者什么，他们有时候甚至于花一些钱来达成这些目的。
So the question is, whose favor do you want today, and why?
今天对我们每一个人来说，我们就想问自己一个问题：我们到底是想要赢得谁的喜爱
？What will it take, and is it worth it?
我们该怎么样才能得到这样子的一个希望呢
？Today we're going to hear from the Word of God from Ezra.
今天我们要从以斯拉记来读神的话语。
We're going to hear about somebody who already had God's favor.
我们将读到呢，有一个就是以斯拉，他是一个蒙神所喜悦的人。
And we will see how the hand of God is with those who serve Him according to His plan.Because of their commitment to His word,
我们也将看到，当人他自己对神的话语还有神的计划艰辛的来持守，并且是照着神的计划去进行的时候呢，他是怎么样的蒙福，蒙神的祝福。
This is how we access God's favor.
这就是我们所提的从神那里得来的喜悦，神喜悦我们。
And this is what you have to ask yourself. I ask the youth this all the time.
这也是我们常常要问自己的一个问题。
When you get God's favor, is it that you are with God, or is it that God is with you?
当我们蒙神喜悦的时候呢，是我们去跟神在一起，还是神与我们同在？
Think about this. There's going to be a test at the end of the message.
今天这个讲到完了之后呢，大家要把这个答案给交上来。
All right, the three things that I want you to remember are up here up front. If you can go to the very first slide.
有三件事情，我们今天是作为重点。
That's the very first slide. Wow, I'm in trouble. Oh gosh, there's a lot missing.
Then 往上。
Ah, there we go.
找到了。
The title of the message, of course, is The Hand of God's Favor.
The hand.
I can't translate that for you, won't you?
神施恩的手，对，神施恩的手。
All right, and the important thing about this is the first thing is God is with those who are devoted to His Word.
神呢，他的施恩的手呢，是与那些持守神的话语的人同在。
God is with those who follow His plan.
也与那些按着神所预定的计划来行事的人同在。
And God's favor results from His word and His plan,
而神的施恩的手呢，是神自己按着他的定义以及他的计划来施予那些按持守神的话语，还按着神的计划来行事的人。
And through this, he encourages us and he provides for us.
也借着这些，神供应我们所需要的一切，并且保护我们，鼓励我们。
Right. Now, why is all of this important?
为什么这些事情这么的重要呢？
It's because we all want to feel that someone considers us to be special.
我们呢，就是因为希望我们能够有某个人把我们认成，把我们当成是一个
special
特殊的一个人。
And then we want to feel that by honoring and serving them,
我们希望借着尊荣这个人的名，或者是服侍这个人，
it will mean a better life and a better relationship.
这样子呢，就我们就能够得到一个更好的生活。
Let's pray and then we'll read the message together.
我们一起来祷告。
Father in heaven, we're grateful that we have this time with you today.
天父，我们是如此的感恩，来到你的面前，我们今天能够聚在一起。
Open our minds and our hearts.
请你打开我们的心，还有我们的眼目。
Place your word deep inside of us.
请你能够在我们的内心深处来引领我们。
Help us to see Jesus only.
帮助我们能够单单的仰望耶稣。
Forgive the one who preaches his sins.
求你帮助我们能够赦免那些得罪我们的人。
And may you be glorified in all that is said.
愿你自己的名能够得着荣耀。
In Jesus' name, amen.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
All right, next slide. And if you can open your Bibles, for those who have them, to Ezra chapter 7.
请打开以斯拉记第七章。
Verses 6 through 10.
第六节到第十节。
Let's read it together. We'll first read it in English and then we'll read it in Chinese.
我们先读英文的部分。
And I think it's all, yeah, good, it is. It's also up there on the screen for you. Okay. This Ezra came up from Babylon. He was a teacher, well versed in the law of Moses, which the Lord, the God of Israel, had given. The king had granted him everything he asked, for the hand of the Lord, his God, was on him. Some of the Israelites, including priests, Levites, singers, gatekeepers, and temple servants, also came to Jerusalem in the seventh year of King Artaxerxes. Ezra arrived in Jerusalem in the fifth month of the seventh year of the king. He had begun his journey from Babylon on the first day of the first month, and he arrived in Jerusalem on the first day of the fifth month, for the gracious hand of his God was on him, God's favor. For Ezra had devoted himself to the study and observance of the law of the Lord and to teaching its decrees and laws in Israel.
我们一起来读中文的部分，请。这从巴比伦上来，他是敏捷的文士，通达耶和华以色列神所赐摩西的律法书。王允准他一切所求的，是因耶和华他神的手帮助他。亚达薛西王第七年，以色列人、祭司、利未人、歌唱的、守门的、离尼亭，有上耶路撒冷的。王第七年五月，以斯拉到了耶路撒冷。正月初一日，他从巴比伦启程，因他神施恩的手帮助他。五月初一日就到了耶路撒冷，以斯拉定制考究遵行耶和华的律法，又将律例典章教训以色列人。
So we finally get to meet Ezra.
我们这一系列的讲到呢，今天我们第一次在经文里头，我们读到以斯拉关于这个人的经文。
Isn't this exciting? You've been reading through the book of Ezra for 5 chapters, and yet you've never met this man.
我们已经到目前已经读了五章了，终于今天终于第一次看到以斯拉是一个什么样的角色。
Now up to this point in chapters 1 through 6,
到目前为止呢，从第一章到第六章。
Next slide. What we're getting ready to do is we're getting to see God's plan unfold. That's what we've seen so far. The plan of God unfolding.
我们所见到的呢, 就是神的计划, 在这六章当中, 逐一地向我们展现开来。
And God spoke through a pagan ruler. He spoke through Cyrus.
神借着一个外邦人的一个国王来行这些事, 居如是。
And Cyrus commanded the Jews, return to Jerusalem, rebuild the temple, and be restored to worshiping your God.
居鲁士王命令所有的以色列人回到他们自己的土地去重建神的圣殿，去重建他们的家园。
And so led by a prince of Judah, the people obeyed.
因着这个神的命，这个王的命令呢，这些人就遵行他的命令，开始做这些事情。
Yeah, they returned to Jerusalem, they built an altar, they made sacrifices, and they began to worship.
他们回到耶路撒冷，他们盖了祭坛，他们开始在上面献祭来敬拜神。
But the people were soon distracted.
但是没有很长的时间，这些人就分心了。And
they started to get confused about their priorities.
他们开始搞不清楚他们的优先顺序是什么。They
were saying to themselves, oh, you know, Jerusalem is so nice, my parents' home is so nice. Let me rebuild my parents' home first and live there for a while before I rebuild the temple.
他们当时的心里可能是想说，耶路撒冷这么棒的一个地方，以前我父母也是住在这里，我干脆先开始把我父母他们以前的家重新建起来吧。This
was a bad idea.
这个不是一个很好的想法。And
they suffered God's discipline.
神因此就管教了他们。Now
sometimes this might happen to kids at home.
这种状况也很可能在家里，有时候孩子也会犯这样子的错。
So, kids, high school, grade school, do you ever have a situation where you're just about to study and then you remember something is interesting on the TV or you have to send an email?
这些高中生呢，你们曾经有没有这样子的经验？当你正想要开始学习的时候，突然想起可能电视上有一个很有趣的节目，或者有一个email很好玩、很重要，我想去看一看。And
then all of a sudden, the priorities get confused.
突然之间呢，这个优先顺序就搞混了。And
then you hear this voice, "Are you studying?"
然后你就会听到这个一个人问你说：“你在读书吗？你在学习吗？”
And so, kids, what do you say? Good answer.
孩子们，你会怎么说呢?
Well, it was a little bit too late for the Jews, unfortunately. I said it was too late for the Jews to say that.
哦，对犹太人来讲呢，他们来不及说这样子的话。They
couldn't tell God they were building the temple because there wasn't any temple.
他们不能跟神说我们正在盖呢，因为根本就没有这个圣殿存在。So
they suffered through a severe famine.
他们经历了一个非常严重的一个饥荒。
It devastated the land.
横扫整个土地.
And they didn't know what to do. They didn't have any food.
他们实在不知道该怎么办.
And so God finally said, I've punished you enough.
神呢，自己就认，就是说，这样的惩罚已经足够了.
And God himself provided his word through the prophets Zechariah and Haggai.
神借着撒迦利亚这位先知，发了预言。
He wanted the famine to end and for the people to repent.
他希望借着这样的预言，让这些人能够回转。Now
this is all catching you up to what's happening here.
这些呢，就是给大家稍微介绍一下这整个事情的经过。And
they did, and finally the temple was completed.
他们的确是悔改了，然后终于就开始建造圣殿。Now
you can read about this up through chapter 6.
你可以自己回去再仔细的读一读。
And you know what they did when they finished the temple?
他们把这个圣殿盖好了之后，他们做了什么事，你知道吗？
They had a party. They celebrated.
他们开庆祝会，然后非常高兴的、欢喜的庆祝。
And they also celebrated Passover.
他们也庆祝了逾越节。
It was a time for them to remember significant things.
这是一个让他们能够回忆一些非常重要的，在他们的整个历史当中非常重要的一些事件的时候。And
now as we go into chapter 7,
当我们读到第七章的时候,
some time has passed between chapter 6 and chapter 7.
在第六章跟第七章当中，这个之间呢，的确是 有一段蛮长的时间。
Some theologians actually believe the book of Esther takes place during this time.
有一些圣经学者呢，甚至于认为是这个时候是以斯帖这一卷书呢，是弥补了这当中的空缺。
So if you really want to know what happens between chapter 6 and 7 when Ezra shows up,
如果你真的很想知道在第六章跟第七章这段空档时间发生了什么事，
You can go see the movie One Night with the King.
你可以看这部电影。
I'm just kidding. This is a movie that recently came out, but it's probably better to just read the book of Esther for yourself.
可能读自己读一读圣经是比较好，就是以斯帖这个书。
And so Ezra appears, and he's commissioned to do what? He's commissioned to finish the work that was started in Jerusalem.
Ezra, right?
Ezra.
以斯拉呢，这个时候就是按着已经开始的这个工作，他完成了建圣殿的这个事情，带领着这些以色列人。
The temple was finished. So what do you think was next?
圣殿已经盖好了，下一步该怎么办呢？
The wall, before the wall. The city, before the city. I better let you translate first.
What did he say?
I said the wall, this was before the wall. What's next is before the wall, and it's before the city is rebuilt. Pastor knows.
传讲神的话语，刚刚陈牧师说了。
It's right. What Ezra was commissioned to do was to rebuild people's lives.
以斯拉呢，他的这个责任呢，就是要重建这些人的信仰生活。
Because they had a temple, they wanted a city, they wanted their homes, but their lives were a mess.
他们有了这个圣殿，有了自己的家，但是他们的信仰生活还是一团乱，还有他们自己的信仰生活就引导他们的生活。
So Ezra was there to teach them the law of God to get their lives in order.
以斯拉在这里的任务呢，就是要教导他们神的话语。
Now today we use the words sanctification, spiritual formation, and spiritual renewal.
今天我们常常听到一些成圣或者是生命的转换这样的一些名词。
We give you books like this.
我们就会有一些这样的教导，这些书教导我们这些关于这样的知识。
This is actually one of the books for our theme for this year of renewal and new law, new life. It's called Renewal as a Way of Life.
这是一本我今年在读的书，叫做《生命的更新》。
It helps us to get our priorities straight.
这样的书呢，或者这样的一个教导呢，能够帮助我们把我们生命当中的优先顺序给摆好。
And Jesus gives us the same Old Testament priority in the New Testament.
在新约里头，耶稣也是给我们同样这样子的一个教导。
You know what he says? He says, "Seek the kingdom of God first, and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you."
先求神的国和神的义，所有的这一切都要加给你们了。
Boy, that was a long introduction, wasn't it?
这样的一个开头是挺长的，不是吗
？But it brings us to our first point.
我们。就可以开始来看我们刚刚所看到的这个第一点。
Next slide. You see, Ezra was well qualified to do this.
以斯拉呢，他是一个非常有资格，以及学历方面或者他的整个家族谱方面都是非常有资格的一个人来做这样的一个教导。
Because God is with those who are devoted to His words.
神与那些持守神的话语的人同在。
Now, if you look at verse 6 here very closely.
如果我们现在来看这个，仔细的来看一下第六节这个经文。
For those of you who have your Bibles with you, it's going to be a little bit different in everybody's Bible.
有手上有圣经的人，可能你们的版本不太一样。
Now here it says that Ezra was well versed in the law of Moses, right?
这个经文里头的大意就是说，以斯拉是一个非常熟练、非常有这样的技巧的能力的一个人。
What are some of the other versions say?
有没有其他的版本有不同的说法呢
？Anybody who has a different version? Skilled? Does it say skilled? Expert?
中文这里写的是他是敏捷的文士，通达耶和华以色列神所赐摩西的律法书。
Exactly what Wunchie said. It means it has that it has that meaning of someone who's very skilled and expert at what they do.
这个经文里头就是告诉我们，以斯拉就是这样的一个具备这样的能力的一个人。
And he had the background for what he was doing.
他也有这样子的一个背景。
He was descended from a long line of priests.
他是祭司的后代。
Even a high priest.
甚至于大祭司。
He was a teacher and a scribe.
他是一个文士，也是一个律法师。
And you know, this is the first time in the Bible the word scribe is actually mentioned.
这是在圣经里头第一次提到文士这样的一个职务的地方。
So when you see something for the first time in the Bible, it's special. It's there for a reason.
当你在圣经里头第一次读到某一个职称或者某一个名词的出现的时候，是非常有特殊意义的。
Now, who here has met an expert recently? Who has met an expert here recently?
最近有没有谁去跟任何方面的一个专家、专业人士有这样的一个机会能够跟他们？
You see a doctor? Yes.
医生，比如说
he was a PhD.
医生也算是一个博士。
And I know there's a few PhDs in this room, right?
我知道我们当中也有很多有这样的学历的人。
We have experts here too.
我们这里也有很多很多的专家。
And what does it mean to be an expert?
成为一个专家，身为一个专家是什么样的？是代表什么意义呢？
You experienced in your field.
你在你的专业领域当中是非常有经验的。
You're accomplished.
你完成了很多很好的成就。
You can speak to people about what it is that you do.
你可以向人传讲你的专业领域到底是在说些什么东西。
With great confidence.
然后带着非常十足的自信。
Now you know some of the kids here are expert at what they do.
我们当中的很多青少年呢，他们也是在某些方面的专家。
And it's not just video games.
不只是那个电动玩具。
Rubik's Cube.
哦，魔术方块。
Thank you. And they're really good at it.
他们非常的在行。
And so, now Ezra, he was good at what he did. And what he was the expert at is he knew God's covenant and law.
他呢，以色拉，他就是一个律法的一个专家。
He could tell people how to worship, and he could tell them how to live.
他可以告诉当时的人民该怎么样的敬拜，或者该怎么样的去过他们的生活。
And when he spoke, people listened.
当他传讲的时候，人们就会听。
The king himself listened.
甚至于当时的外邦人的王也都听他所说的。
He knew the law of Moses.
他知道摩西的律法，他通晓摩西的律法。
First five books of the Bible.
就是前五卷书，在圣经的旧约的前五卷书。
He knew the history of the Jewish people because he is supposedly the author of Chronicles in the Bible.
他非常的了解以色列人的这个整个历史。
And many believe he was the author of Psalm 119.
甚至于有些人认为呢，他是诗篇119篇的作者。
And he also knew what it meant to be an example to others.
他也知道怎么样为其他的人树立榜样。
Because he wrote the book of Ezra.
因为
he wrote the book of Ezra.
因为他写下了以斯拉记这本书。
Now we're going to take a look at Psalm 119 a little bit closer to see a few things about this expert.
我们接下来我们大家仔细的来看一下诗篇119篇。
Because it's an example of Ezra's expertise.
这是一个我们能够看到以斯拉他的专长他的专业的一个好的例子。
And we began to see that Ezra's skill is not just an academic exercise. He personally lives the word of God.
以斯拉他的学识呢，不只是在他的脑袋里头，他身体力行这一些原则。
He wants the nation of Israel to learn from this relationship. He wants the nation of Israel to learn from the relationship.
他也希望整个以色列国能够学习这样的一个教导。
And so to do this, he had to come up with a teaching tool.
怎么做得到呢？他必须要有设计一些教学的方法。
And this teaching tool, Psalm 119, with its 176 verses.
诗篇119篇呢，有一百零 167节176
is based on the Hebrew alphabet.
是照着希伯来文的这个字母顺序把它给写出来的。
A through Z.
从 A 到 Z.
Yes.
It's an alpha to...
Yeah, alphabetic, like A through Z. A, B, C, D, E.
I know.
Well, the kids can finish it. I'm not going to finish it there. And so what he did is for each letter of the Hebrew alphabet, he came up with a little bit of poetry for each letter.
他的确是照着这个 A 到 Z 的这样的顺序呢，但是他就是用诗歌的方式把它呈现出来。
He wanted the kids to remember.
他希望孩子能够把它记住。
And he wanted the adults to remember.
他也希望大人们呢也能够把它记住。
And he wanted the kids and adults to teach each other.
他也希望孩子们跟大人们能够彼此的互相的来学习，一起来学习这个。
Isn't that the way it should be in our homes?
我们家中是不是也应当是如此，一起来学习神的话语呢？
When you read the Word of God together with your kids, you should be able to teach each other.
当你把神的话语向你的孩子来传讲的时候，你们就能够彼此的来互相学习。
Now, we're only going to go through a couple of these because you've heard them already in the songs that you've sang this morning.
我们今天要看一些大家已经比较熟悉的几个经文。
But some of them, they mean a lot to me. I hope they mean a lot to you. And so...Let's just say a couple of them together.
其中有很多对我有非常重大的意义，我也希望期待这些能够在我们的弟兄姐妹的生命当中也有很重大的意义。
Let's take that first one, Psalm 119:11.
我们一起来读119篇第11节。
You can say it in Chinese at the same time if you like. Okay, I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. Deep in my heart.God's word. This is how I know that I can live according to God's word and not sin.
把这些话给记在我的心里呢，就帮助我能够不在神的面前犯罪。
Let's take Psalm 119, 102 through 103.
我们再来看102节、103节。
I have not departed from your laws, for you yourself have taught me. How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth.
我没有偏离你的典章，因为你教训我。你的言语在我上堂何等甘美，在我口中比蜜更甜。
Isn't that a great thought that God Himself teaches us?
是不是很美呢？
You know, when you find somebody else's words to be sweet to you,You talk to them and you say, wow, that really sounds good coming from them. That usually means you have a relationship with that person.
当你读到一些人所写的文章或者是句子，你非常的能够清楚的认识，这个就是你所知道的那个人所写的，他的文笔你能够认得出来的话，这表示你跟这个人有一个很亲密的关系。
The words are special because the person is special.
文字呢，能够表现出一个人的特色。
And let's look at Psalm 119, 136.
我们来看119章
136, I think it's up
136节.
It says, Streams of tears flow from my eyes, for your law is not obeyed.
我的眼泪下流成河，因为他们不守你的律法。
This person hates the things that God hates.
这个人呢，他非常厌恶、痛恨神所痛恨的事情。
And they're also excited about the things God is excited about.
他也对神所喜欢的东西也感到非常的喜欢。
And finally, the last verse, it's about renewal.
最后我们来看最后一节经文。
I have strayed like a lost sheep. Seek your servant, for I have not forgotten your commands.
我如亡羊走迷了路，求你寻找仆人，因我不忘记你的命令。
The person is in constant need of God's restoration and renewal.
每一个人呢，都需要不断的、常常经历神的更新。
And don't we have to do the same thing?
我们难道也不是如此吗？
We stray, we sin. Susan shared about the situation with her husband this morning.
我们常常走迷了路。今天早上，这个苏珊呢，也跟我们分享了她自己所经历的很多事情。
And then we come to Jesus. And we find forgiveness.
当我们来到耶稣的面前，我们就能够得着赦免。
And we find renewal because we learn from this and we do things differently the next time.
我们就能够得着更新。
This is why God is with those who are devoted to His Word.
这就是那些艰辛持守神的话语，他们所得到的祝福。
Because they want to be changed by psalms like this. They want to be different. These words are sweet to them.
因为对他们来讲呢，神的话语就像这个诗篇里头是这么样的美好，他们也希望能够被这些话语来更新。
And like Ezra, they are trained to see God's plan for their lives.
就像以撒拉一样，他是受到的训练就是希望能够看见神在他们生命当中的计划。
And they're in an active relationship with God.
他们跟神有一个非常亲密的、非常非常的这个经常的一个关系。
And their character is being constantly refined.
His character.
Their character being refined, made better.
Okay. 哦，然后这样的一个人呢，就
revive.
Their character is being made better, refined.
Okay. 就变得更好。
And so, that means that when your character is refined, that means you're constantly available to God.
当一个人的生命越来越好的时候呢，它就意味着这个人跟神有非常好的关系。
And next slide. Now, the King Artaxerxes recognized this.
King what?
Artaxerxes.
亚达薛西王呢，也认同以斯拉。
He saw this in Ezra. He saw that God's favor and hand was with him.
他看见神施恩的手与以斯拉同在。
Kids, does God have a hand? High school kids, middle-aged kids, grade school kids, does God have a hand?
这些青少年。
Yes, we have a yes.
神有手。
No. Who has seen God's hand?
有谁见过神的手呢？
You've seen it at work.
他见过神的手。
Yeah, great answer.In the Bible, when it talks about God's hand, it talks about God's strength and power being at work. That's exactly right.
在圣经里头提到神的手，提到神的大能，提到神，他的能力。
And when it talks about God's favor, it talks about God's mercy and grace towards us.
当我们提到神施恩的手的时候，我们是提到神的恩典以及神的怜悯。
And the king could see this.
而亚达薛西王他也能见到，也能看见。
And so he quickly said, "I'll give you anything you want, just so you can rebuild the temple."
他很快的就说，不论你要什么，我一律都给你们。
Yeah, doesn't that happen that sometimes that way at work?
有时候我们是不是也经历过这样子的事情呢
？If you see that the boss likes someone and they're going to be promoted and they're going to go someplace in the company.
如果有一个老板呢，他对某个人非常的喜爱，他是不是很快就能够升职，很快能？就能够得到一些他想要的东西呢。
Then everybody wants to jump on board.
Everybody
wants to get in with that person.
每个人呢都很想跟这个人在一起。
They say that person is going to receive favor. I want to receive favor.
这个人得到老板的喜爱，我也想要沾边，能够沾光。
And so they say, "What do you need? Let me help you."
他们会说，你需要点什么，我来帮你吧。
And that's what's going on here. The king is saying.To Ezra, what do you need? Let me help you.
亚达薛西王现在的这个心态呢，就跟那个其他的人的心态是很像的。他也想要得到神的喜爱。
He said, "I'll give you anything."
不过你要什么，我都给你。
And he meant it.
而且他是认真的，不是开玩笑的。
In your text there, it talks about how much silver and gold, especially for those of you who have your Bibles open. If you go to Ezra 7:23 and on.Ezra 7:22. It talks about how much the king was willing to give Ezra to make this happen.
在第七章以斯拉记第七章二十三节这里，我们可以看见这个亚达薛西王他到底愿意给多么多的这个财宝。
He said he's the expert. He knows what he's doing. Let's give him whatever he thinks God needs.
他心里面想，以斯拉是个专家，我们给他所有他所需要的去建圣殿的东西。
And so he gives him.Money, gold, and silver, and food, and wine, and oil, and salt, until it's just, it's just overflowing.
他呢就赐给他们 金银还有一切的食物各样所需的东西到了不可生数超出他们的所需要的一个地步。
And you know how much that is?
你知道你可以估算一下大概有多少吗？
I'll just give you some small idea of how much he gave Ezra. He gave him so much silver. It was over 400 tons of silver.
当时亚达薛西王赐给他们超过四吨的这个银纯银。
400 tons. Yeah, like times 2,000 pounds.
400 吨，我也听见那个百。
That's a lot of silver. That was just a small portion of what he gave them.
而这个呢，只是所有他赐给他们的一小部分。
And how much is silver going for right now? Do we have any financial people in the house? Any idea?
银价现在多少？有没有人知道呢？
$8,000 an ounce? Maybe more like $13 an ounce right now. But yeah, but it's up there.
Larry 说一盎司八美金，然后那个 Craig 说他们家比较贵，$13一盎司。
This is not insider information. I don't want anyone to go out there and buy any silver.
不是要大家去买银子的意思。
And you know why Ezra? Do you know why the king gave Ezra all this stuff?
你知道为什么神愿意给他们这么多的这个财宝呢？
He said.Why should there be wrath against the realm of the king and his sons?
他提到了，为何使愤怒临到王和王众子的国呢？
He didn't want any problem from the God of the Jews. He wanted no problem from the God of the Jews.
他也不希望能惹怒以色列人的神的愤怒。
You know why?
你知道为什么吗？
The king remembered the lessons of history.
这个王呢，他从以色列人他们的历史上面学到了很好的功课。
You see, for the Jews, this was like a second Exodus for them.
Second Exodus,
like the book of Exodus.
他当时就是把它当成当时出埃及记的同样的一个版本。他不希望出埃及记当时发生的这个事情发生在他们身上。
And he probably knew what happened to the Egyptians during the first Exodus.
他呢，非常的清楚的知道。在出埃及记里头，什么样的事情发生在埃及人他们身上
？Ten plagues，
十灾。
And the last plague affected the king of Egypt's son。
而最后一灾呢，就是发生在埃及王的儿子身上。
Yeah, so he didn't want any problems with the God of the Jews。
他不希望同样的事情发生在他们的国，还有他自己的身上。
And so it's easy to see why it says here in verse 6, the hand of the Lord God was with Ezra.
所以呢，在第六节这里说到，神施恩的手与他同在。
Ezra was committed to God's word, but that wasn't enough. He also had to act on God's word.
以色拉呢，他是奉行神的律法，而且呢，不止这样子，他还必须要把他们在他的生命当中给行出来。
And he had to act on God's word according to God's plan.
而且呢，不止如此，他还要照着神的计划来遵行神的话语。
And so that brings us to point two, that God is not only with those who are devoted to His word, but God is with those who follow His plan.
所以我们在第二点里头提到，神他的施恩的手与那些遵行他的话语以及遵行他的计划的人同在。
And Ezra's guidance came from his study of the law of God and of the Old Testament.
以斯拉他的所有的引导是来自于他研读神的话语。
As I said before, he knew the Old Testament, he knew the Jewish history, he even wrote perhaps one of the Psalms.
前面我们提到他非常的熟悉，摩西律法书，他非常熟悉以色列人的历史。
And he knew that God's favor was on Moses when he left during that first exit.
他也明白当时神施恩的手是与摩西同在，当他们从埃及出来的第一次出埃及记的时候。
And now it's no surprise that God's favor is on Ezra for the second Exodus.
所以理所当然，神施恩的手也会跟以色列同在。
He even got so bold, realizing that God's favor was on him, that when he decided to take 1,700 people across the desert to go to Jerusalem to finish up the work of the temple, he told the king Artaxerxes, "Oh, that's okay. We don't need any protection."
他呢对神的这个施恩的手与他们同在这件事情的确据是如此的强，他甚至于说：“我把这些人 穿越沙漠要带到我们耶路撒冷去的时候，不需要任何的保护。
And then you know what?
最后呢
？Ezra got nervous.
Like what?
He got nervous.
他非常，其实心里面是非常的害怕，但是凭着对神的信心。
Because there were wild beasts and bandits out there.
在沙漠里头有一些野兽，也有一些强盗在那里。
And he had women and children with him.
而且呢，他们这七百人当中有妇女，有孩子。
And so, you know, he said, quick, fast, and pray.
他告诉他们，赶快我们走快一点。
This actually happened.
常常祷告。
And so look at Ezra 8:31 sometimes.
哦，禁食祷告。
Okay, look at Ezra 8:31 sometimes.
我们再看以斯拉记八章三十一节。
And in English, I'll read it before. When she reads it in Chinese, it says, The hand of our God was on us, and he protected us from our enemies and bandits along the way. That's Ezra 8:31.
正月十二日，我们从亚哈瓦河边起行，要往耶路撒冷去。我们的神的手保佑我们，救我们脱离仇敌和路上埋伏之人的手。
Now today, you know, it's the same thing with us.
今日对我们来讲，我们也是在这样的一个处境当中。
You know, we will say that we will do something for Jesus and for God, and then all of a sudden, when we realize how big it is, we think to ourselves, I don't know if I can do this.
我们常常说我们愿意为神做这个做那个，但是当我们理解到这个事情是这么样的困难，这么样的大的时候，我们就退缩了。
And Jesus reminds us, he said, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed,If you are involved in God's plan, you can say to this mountain, "Get up and be thrown into the sea."
耶稣曾经说过，当你的信心有像芥菜种子这么大一个小的信心的时候，你就可以移山。
But there's a catch.
但这里头有一个小小的一个陷阱啊。
You have to follow the plan.
你必须要按着神的计划来行。
And here's Ezra. Now Ezra had a plan for all these people that who were going with him through the desert.
以斯拉呢，就是按着神的计划把这些人领到沙漠里头去。
They were going there, they thought, for the promised land and to have the kingdom restored.
他们要到神所应许的这个地方去呢，要把他们的圣殿重新建起来。
But you know what it was really all about?
这整件事情到底是为了什么呢？
This was all about worship.
就是为了要到那里去敬拜神。
Your relationship with God begins and ends with worship.
我们跟神的关系呢，从敬拜开始，最终也是要回到敬拜。
A guy named John Piper says, "You know, worship exists today because missions doesn't really exist."
有一个人叫做 John Pipps。
Right, because worship's not there. That's right. Thank you.
为什么现在有这么多的事工呢？因为很多的地方都还没有开始敬拜。
The whole point they're trying to make is that mission is there because worship isn't the way it's supposed to. Is God wants people to be worshiping from every tribe and nation across the face of the earth.
因为神他是愿意万邦万国都来敬拜他。
But we haven't learned how to do that yet. We haven't gotten to all those people yet.
我们还没学会怎么做这些事情，我们也还没找到我们也还没有这么多的人一起来做这件事情。
And so, if you notice, most of the people traveling with Ezra in chapter 7, I mean verse 7, 8, 9, what are all these people?
当我们看这个第七节到第九节，这些都是什么样的人呢？
Yeah, in Ezra chapter 7, verses 7, 8, 9, most of these people are in the service of the temple.
这里所提到的人，大部分都是在圣殿里头侍奉的人。
Ezra is taking what he needs with him. God has provided for him so he can teach people how to worship.
以斯拉呢，就是带着这些人，然后按着神给他的计划，为了要到圣殿里头去敬拜。
He has priests so they can teach them how to live according to God's word.
这当中有祭司，所以他们能够靠着祭司的教导，他们知道怎么样来生活。
And they have singers so they can sing and be happy about it.
他们当中有歌唱的，所以他们能够用诗歌来敬拜赞美神。
You see, there was a plan, and Ezra was following the plan.
你看见这里头有一个计划了吗？以斯拉是跟着这个计划在进行的。
And God has a plan for our lives today as well.
神对我们每一个人也有他 独一的特殊的计划。
Jesus said that he came that you might have life more abundantly.
神说我来是要你们得着生命并且得的更丰盛。耶稣说。
So if God gave you an abundant life and gave you, I don't know, $500 million, what would you do with it?
如果神给你一个很丰盛的生命，给你五
half billion.
Okay.
500 million.
五千万。
That's like, I don't know, is that Powerball lottery? Something like that.
就差不多中了一个乐透就能得这么多钱。
Would you give it all away?
你会把它们全部奉献出去吗？
Well, maybe you might keep some of it for yourself, right?
或者给自己买一些好东西。
You know, Bill Gates gives away over $1 million a day right now.
你们知道吗？那个比尔盖茨，这个 Microsoft 的这个总裁，他每一天平均捐出100万。
But God says, if it's mine, you should be giving it all away.
他认为
if it's mine, if it belongs to God, you have to give it all away.
如果是 Craig 的钱呢，他会把它全部，因为是属于神的，都给出去。
Oh, and Jesus says, "Hey, look, I'm going to give you abundant life, but there's a catch."
耶稣说呢，我要给你们丰盛的生命，但这里头有个但书，有个条件。
He says, "You're my disciples if you do what I command you to do."
你是我的门徒，如果你照着我给你的命令去行的话。
And the New Testament tells us you have to be prepared to give people an answer for the hope that you have.
在新约里头也提到，当别人问到你心中盼望的理由的时候，你们要存着温柔的心告诉他们，我们盼望的缘由是什么。
It says that you have to preach the gospel in season and out of season.
不管得时或不得时，我们都要传讲神的福音。
It says, if anyone preaches a different gospel, let him be accursed.
至于那些传讲不是福音的人呢，是可咒可诅的。
And finally it says, love the Lord your God with what?
最后呢，提到，要怎么样的爱神呢？
How are we to love the Lord our God? All, that's right. Everything we have,
尽心尽意
爱我们的神。All your heart and soul and mind,And strength, and do what else? Love who?
还有爱谁呢？
Love 爱
人如己。
Love your neighbor, and this is the way you experience the abundant life.
就是借着这个方式，我们能够经历到丰盛的生命。
You follow the plan, and God's favor is with you.
我们按着神的计划，靠着神施恩的手与我们同在。
It's not easy to do.
不容易做。
But if you belong to Jesus, He is going to do it.Whether you like it or not.
但是呢，如果你是属于耶稣的呢，他就会这样子去做，不管你愿意或不愿意。
God's hand is on us in a similar way. Look at what it says in Philippians 2:12-13. Continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who works in you to will and to act according to His good purpose.
就当恐惧战惊做成你们得救的功夫，因为你们立志行事都是神在你们心里运行，为要成就他的美意。
You see, when you belong to God, you don't know what's going to happen in your life.
我们可以看见，我们都是属于神的。
All He tells you is that it's going to be good because you're with me, you're mine.
所有神愿意我们去做的事情都是为了我们好的，因为神与我们同在。
And I'm working it out according to my good purpose.
是为了成全我对你们的美意。
And you're going to like it.
你一定会喜欢的。
Someday.
总有一天。
Also today too, but sometimes it takes us a little while to get there to like it right now.
因为有时候要花一些时间，我们才能够明白神的美意。
And this brings us to our final point. We run out of time.
我们现在来看我们的最后一点。
God's favor results from His plan and word and encourages us, as well as provides for us.
神的喜悦呢，可以鼓励我们，可以供应我们，而它是来自于神自己。
It says here, for Ezra had devoted himself to the study and observance of the law of the Lord and to teaching its decrees and laws in Israel.
经文里头提到以斯拉呢，非常的认真的来遵行神的律法，还有按着神的计划来行事。
Ezra studied.
他很努力的研读。
Ezra acted.
他非常努力的实行。
Ezra learned.
他也非常努力的学习。
And then Ezra taught others.
最后呢，以斯拉他不但自己做，他也教导别人。
And you know what? Even though God was with Ezra, it wasn't going to be just all fun and games for him. It wasn't going to be totally good for Ezra.
对以撒拉来讲呢，这整件事情不见得是一个他喜欢的事情。
Because you see, the people of Israel were going to be distracted again.
因为我们知道以色列人呢是很容易又分心的。
And when they get distracted, Ezra, he would become so overwhelmed with grief. He would tear his clothes, and he would fall on his knees, and he would weep, and he would say to the people, "Please repent."
当以斯拉见到以色列人，从神的面前离开的时候呢，他甚至于会悲伤到撕裂自己的袍子，会痛哭，然后恳求这些人回转。
And see, the same thing happens with us.
对我们来讲也是如此。
Because God desires that we follow Ezra's example.
因为神希望我们能够跟随以斯拉的榜样。
Study His word, know His plan, act on it.
研读神的话语，知道神的，明白神的计划，并且切身的去实行。
Learn from it and teach others.
从以斯拉身上学榜样，并且彼此教导。
Now, Richard Lovelace, in his book here, the book we're reading together,
这本书我们一起在看，我们一起在研学习的这本书里头提到。
He reminds us of this, and I want to read a quote for him and give you a short story, and then we're going to shut down our message.
我想要从里头截取一段来读给大家听。
As he addresses renewal and sanctification, he says, "You are faced with the world, flesh, and the devil. What you want to do for God comes up into conflict with what the world wants to do in your life."
当你想要照着神的心意去做的时候呢，这个世界会跟你做一个拉扯，不希望你按着神的心意去做。
Now listen carefully here, because this really helped me.
下面这个是非常非常的重要。
Kids, you'll have to wait till you get older for this one.
孩子们呢，长大一点。
Now they're listening.
再来听这个。现在我们来读。
He says, most divorces among Christians probably occur because the parties have not realized that marriage is a contract to aid in each other's sanctification.
他里头提到，目前我们有很多很多的离婚，很可能的原因就是有很多的人他们没有。理解到，婚姻是神借着婚姻来使我们每个人成圣的一个过程。
Which means that you are a gift to your spouse.
这就意味着
a gift to your spouse.
你是神赐给你的配偶的一个礼物。
Your job is to help make them like Christ.
你的任务呢，就是帮助他们更像耶稣。
And if you think to yourself, that's my main job, to help make you like Christ,
如果你把这个当成你生命当中最重要的工作的话呢?
How should that change the way you interact with your spouse?
这将如何, 这会非常非常的大的来改变我们跟我们配偶之间的互动。
How do you show them from the time you get up in the morning to the time you go to bed at night what Christ looks like?
你每天又会怎么样在你的配偶的面前行事？从早上起来到睡觉之前这段时间，你是怎么样的把神在你耶稣在你身上活出来
？This is Ezra's real example.
这是一个非常好的一个榜样。
And this is what we want to learn from.
这就是我们今天想要学习的一个。
If you can go to the last slide, okay, I'm going to let you read the summary for yourselves. But while you're reading that summary, I'm going to read to you a story.
现在呢，请大家自己来看一下这个总结。然后呢，当我们在看这个总结的时候 ，Craig 牧师要给我们来读一个故事。
It's about the best Bible translation.
是有关于最好的圣经翻译的一个故事。
You're probably going to say it's the Bible I have. That's the best one, right?
你可能心里会想，可能是我手上这一本吧。
It's based on Ezra 7:10. This story.Ezra chapter 7 verse 10, the last verse we just read.
这个是就是根据以斯拉记七章十节的一个故事。
Okay, so here's the story, then we're going to pray. Four pastors were discussing the merits of the various translations of the Bible.
四个牧师一起在讨论该怎么样的来翻译圣经。
the different translations. They were discussing different translations.
他们在讨论各种不同的版本。
What's good and bad about them?
各有什么样的优缺点。
Now, one person liked a Bible because a particular translation of the Bible because of a simple, beautiful English.
有一个人说呢，这个里头用的非常美好、非常简单的英文，所以是最好的版本。
Yeah, it's like the Message translation, right?
就像今天的翻译一样。
Now, another person preferred a more scholarly edition because it was closer to the original Hebrew and Greek.
有些人呢，他认为必须要有非常忠于原著的学术性的翻译才是最好的，因为跟原文是最接近的。
I don't know, New King James, NIV, ESV, something like that.
或者是 New King James 版本，或者是国际新版本。
And still another one of the pastors liked the contemporary version of the Bible because it was up-to-date vocabulary.
也有一些人喜欢用现代汉语或者用现代英文所翻译的版本，因为跟现在所通行的语言是最接近的。
My kids can understand this. I can read it to my teenagers.
我的孩子们呢都能够了解，因为我可以很简单的读给他们听。
Yeah, like the New Living Translation.
就好像新生命翻译本。
Now the fourth pastor was silent.
第四个牧师呢一直保持静默。
And then he thought about it, and he know what he said.
最后他说
，I like my mother's translation best.
我喜欢我妈妈的那个版本。
The other men were surprised, and they say, "What? Your mother has translated a version of the Bible?"
其他三个牧师都非常的惊讶。什么？你妈妈是一个翻译圣经的学者吗
？Wycliffe Bible Translator, right? Yeah, I don't know. I work for Wycliffe Bible Translator sometime. That's why I said that. Never mind.
Oh, anyway. he 是在那个翻译圣经的公司机构上班。
So the other guys didn't know the guy's mother had translated a version of the Bible.
其他人心想，我们怎么从来不知道他妈妈是翻译圣经的
？And you know the pastor said, he says, "Yes, I like mom's translation best because she translated it into life."
我最喜欢我妈妈的翻译，是因为她把圣经里头的教导活在她的生命当中。
It was the most convincing translation I have ever seen.
这是我所见过最棒的一个翻译。
And that's why I am a pastor today.
也就是今天我成为一个牧师的原因。
So instead of discussing the good and the bad of different Bible translations, instead of discussing the good and bad of Bible translation, the pastor reminded them that the most important thing was to be learning God's word and doing it so others could learn from it.
第四个牧师呢，他没有去讨论圣经的翻译本的好坏，而是呢让其他人了解到，真正的最好的翻译就是把它活在你的生命当中。
This was the top priority of Ezra's life and should be the top priority of our lives.
这就是以斯拉当时的优先顺序，也是应该是我们每个人生活当中的优先顺序。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Father in heaven, we're grateful for this lesson.
我们慈爱的天父。
We're glad we have the opportunity to meet Ezra, but more importantly, we are glad to have the opportunity to understand his devotion and commitment to your word.
我们很高兴我们今天有机会来读以斯拉记，但是最重要的是我们很高兴我们今天能够借着这样的一个学习来认识怎么样的来更多的认识你。
Help us to also be as committed to your word and committed to your plan.
求你帮助我们能够更多的把我们献身去实行你的话语。
So that our families see this, our jobs see this.
所以我们在生活的各方面。
And Lord, we want the world to see this.
我也希望我们求你的话来引导我们。
In Jesus' name, amen.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。Amen.
Thank you.
Thanks, Pastor Craig. Switch microphones here. I'm shorter. we'd like to invite any newcomers we have on my left.